sensible enforcing, as Whitney calls it, a measly $10 budget for the family Secret Santa gift exchange.
Yeah.
It's TPXY, 98PXY, Corey James, Whitney Young. So this is some members of your extended family.
Yes.
Would like a $10 limit put on for gifts for the Secret Santa.
For the Secret Santa. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, we're only buying a present for the person we get in the Secret Santa. Okay. So you're not buying something for everybody.
Sure.
So you have a little bit more money to spend on that one person. And I will note,
yes,
in this scenario, money is not an issue. So you can't argue that.
Well, it's not an issue as in it's not going to make them go broke. It's not because they can't afford it, but there's certainly, again, there's people out there, and this is how the rich stay rich, is they are frugal. And there's plenty of people who have money who, I don't know about a $50 budget. That seems like a lot.
Okay. Okay.
About a 10. So, I mean, it's a little food for thought to throw that in there.
So, what this texter said is exactly what I think.
Okay,
and that is,
sure,
they said, if you only want to buy a $10 gift and everyone else wants to do 50, compromise. Buy your Scroogey self a $10 gift and let everyone else have fun swapping $50 gifts. Now, I agree because everyone else in the family, everyone else in the gift exchange, mm-hmm, would like to do more than $10. You know, I think in previous years we've done 30 or like 35, which is kind of arbitrary. But, you know, we've done around the 30 mark, which, okay, you know, like I said a few minutes ago, you can get a coffee maker for $30. I mean,
sure,
you can get something nice.
But again, I think you're, and again, if we're just going to focus on this instance.
Yes.
One of the big reasons for this is because they are more religious than the rest of your family. And they think that the holiday should be more about that aspect of it than the gift giving.
So,
I mean, like, no one can deny that the gift giving is, it's a cultural thing. And there's
certainly many
people who aren't religious at all that celebrate Christmas. I mean, there's probably Jewish people listening that exchange,
yeah,
you know, put up a Christmas tree and exchange gifts. Like, it probably happens. I would not be shocked.
So again, the rest of us are not religious, and therefore, I think that there needs to be a compromise, or the people who want to do $10 can do $10, and then the people who want to spend a little bit more and whatever, fine, do that. Like, I think it's the control freak nature of being like, you know, we are deeming this the budget, and everybody else has to follow it, whether they want to or not.
That's why you say they are savage.
Yes. Savagery. I say it is savage.
This text coming through, call VXY Safe text line 69822. Honestly, it doesn't matter how much you spend, and it's the thought that matters, as long as you don't give them edible, I can't even say it, panties.
No.
Any gift is reasonable. If you missed Dirty Work Wednesday this morning, we'll revisit that coming up next hour, and that joke will make sense to you. It still makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, really, interesting. Does. Edible panties.
And under
$10?
They are
$9.
Oh, good.
You can get them for $9.
Really squeeze under the limit.
Ooh, you can get them for
$7.99. Like, I'm a father of twins, and what I like to, like, impress on them, that it's presents over present.
No. Oh. Okay, so how about that's how much you spend, or the person who wants to have that budget, they can spend that amount, but the rest of us can spend what we want to spend.
Yeah, but then you look like you're trying to one-up people.
I'm not trying to one-up anybody. I just want to buy somebody.
I hate the one-uppers.
Yeah,
really.
One-uppers
are like,
good.
You find them everywhere. At work, in the mall, like friends, family. Don't be a one-upper.
Trying to one-up anybody.
Well,
I just want to get my loved one what is on their Christmas list, and it's
looking,
probably more than $10.
I think you're looking at this from the wrong angle.
No.
You should see this as more of a challenge.
Nope.
Like, what's the best gift that I can get for under this budget? Because then it kind of makes it a bit of a challenge. It's more
like
fun that way.
No. That's dumb.
Well, all right. Well, fair enough. Hey, thanks for the call,
brother.
Thank
you.
Yeah, ciao.
Dismissing. Completely dismissing. But you can get things for under $10 that are going to be nice, and they're going to like it.
You exhaust me.
Let's go to the Facebook
poll.
We are
going to have to agree to disagree on this.
Oh, no, we're not, because we're going to go to the Facebook poll.
No, let's
see.
No. Oh, it's gone. Oops, deleted
can
it.
I still see it. Here we go. Oh, geez. Let's see. Savage or sensible, enforcing a measly $10 budget for the family Secret Santa gift exchange. 80% of the people voting.
No.
Sensible.
No.
That one's got a sting.
That is just absurd.